truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The reaction to the federal budget from the road transport industry is proving to be mixed. Some of the big ticket items that might be seen as a win for the industry include increased infrastructure spending and tax breaks for small businesses, but the Australian Trucking Association isn't completely satisfied. CEO Ben Maguire was disappointed by a $46.4 million commitment to building truck rest areas. He says the fatigue laws require truck drivers to take regular breaks, but there still aren't enough truck rest areas in the right places. And he says when rest areas are available, they are all too often filled with caravans. Well, the National Road Transport Association, or NATROAD, says the budget measures have the potential to improve the safety and efficiency of the road transport industry. The NATROAD CEO, Warren Clark, saying that spending to reduce congestion in our cities has the potential to reduce expensive delays for operators, particularly in terms of the frustrating last-mile access to ports, airports and freight hubs. There's no doubt driver fatigue is a major issue. However, a new survey out of the UK has produced worrying results for all road users. The survey, involving more than 4,000 heavy vehicle drivers, was conducted by Unite and found 29% of those drivers had fallen asleep at the wheel. Causing the fatigue, according to the drivers, were long working days and the inability to get proper sleep while on the roads. In 65% of cases, those drivers who sleep in their vehicles at the side of the road reported they were most likely to be feeling either still drowsy, tired, sleepy, or exhausted after their rest break. Volvo Trucks has teamed up with colleagues from Volvo Cars to expand the connected safety system. The cloud-based service was launched in 2016 by Volvo Cars. Now the technology will allow Volvo Trucks and Volvo Cars to automatically alert each other to hazardous traffic situations. The two independent vehicle manufacturers are now sharing real-time traffic hazard info between their respective clouds.
The information enables people on the road to act rather than react. And with an increase in penetration, we increase road safety. As soon as any Volvo vehicle with the connected safety technology switches on its hazard lights, an alert is sent to nearby vehicles connected to the cloud service. A warning light shows up on the car's dashboard, which helps the nearby drivers to look out for hazards in the area and avoid them.
That's Malin Eckholm, the Vice President of the Safety Centre at Volvo Cars. And the system will be available on Volvo truck models sold in Sweden and Norway this year. No word yet on when we might see the tech available in Australian models. We'll keep you updated. It'd be a great time to own a truck dealership with the industry on track for a record sales year. And the big infrastructure spend announced in the budget should help continue the boom for some time to come. Total sales of trucks and heavy vans in April amounted to 3,151 vehicles, a hefty 25.2% increase on the same month last year. The result was the best April on record and the highest number of sales in that month since 2008. Truck Industry Council CEO Tony McMullen says the year looking memorable for the industry. He says it's encouraging to see another good result in April to follow the solid first quarter figures. In the US, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has launched a novel campaign aimed at better helping car drivers understand just how much space trucks and buses need on the roads.
We've all been there. You're changing lanes right near a bus or a truck, but cut it too close and you're pressing your luck. Remember, the safest place you can be always depends on what you can see. You're way too close if you can read their plate. By the time they can stop, it may be too late. They need the length of two football fields. That's 200 yards before that truck yields. If conditions are bad, more space is a must to change lanes more safely near a big truck or bus.
That very interesting campaign is being seen on television screens across the United States. And Daimler Trucks has put some of its newest propulsion technologies on show in California. The 2018 Advanced Clean Transportation Expo has just wrapped up and was hailed a major success with vehicles and technologies from major players including Cummins, Kenworth, Peterbilt and Navistar on display. Daimler Trucks didn't miss the opportunity to showcase some of their latest developments in the search for cleaner and greener propulsion options. On display were two new Freightliner compressed natural gas vehicles. Making their official debut at the expo, one of the vehicles was developed in collaboration with parcel delivery service UPS. And we'll see the Freightliner Cascadia in Australia at some point in the next couple of years. Stay with us for further updates.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. Heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.